Last month, 100 college and university presidents and chancellors banded together to encourage a national discussion to reconsider the legal drinking age of 21. Their Amethyst initiative contends that the 21-year-old drinking age is not working and has created a culture of dangerous binge drinking on their campuses. Don Eastman is president of Eckerd College in St. Petersburg. He wrote an op-ed in Monday's St. Petersburg Times supporting a dialogue about how to prevent alcohol-related deaths. Eastman is one of the only college presidents in Florida who has signed on to the Amethyst initiative.
That drinking age was set in 1984. It's now been connected to how we fund the federal part of highway construction. It's been 25 years. It's done some good things, but there are a lot more elements out there. We've got a very different kind of student than we had 25 years ago. It's time to take a look at the issues associated with alcoholic consumption by young people. I think, by the way, the Amethyst Initiative has already begun to succeed in the sense that the people all over the country are talking about this.
The Amethyst Initiative calls for an informed and unimpeded debate on the 21-year-old drinking age. Eastman thinks that one reason students binge drink is because of the intrigue of doing something that's not allowed, and reducing the legal age could change that.
Perhaps lowering the drinking age, making students less furtive, or clandestine is the word that the Amethyst Initiative uses, about drinking when they are in high school and in college, 18, 19, 20, but illegal to drink, so to speak, combined with trying to create the right kinds of environments for young people to drink so that they don't feel like they have to consume in a great big hurry so they can go out somewhere else, it might, in fact, make quite a big difference.
The Purple Gemstone was chosen as the name of the Amethyst Initiative because folktales consider it an antidote to drunkenness. Eastman referenced a yearly college football rivalry as one reason he supports reexamining the status quo.
You know, I was a vice president at the University of Georgia for 10 years before I came to Eckerd College 7-plus years ago. I've been to the world's largest cocktail party in Jacksonville when Georgia and Florida play, and let me tell you, it's not pretty. It's not pretty for students. It's not pretty for the alumni. It is a mess. And if we think that we're going to really help underage drinking with that kind of a scene sponsored by two great universities, we're sadly mistaken. And I think we ought to be talking about all these issues.
Arthur Kirk, president of Pasco County's St. Leo University, is another signatory of the Amethyst Initiative. Many of the schools that have joined are smaller, liberal arts colleges. Eastman suggested that may have to do with the differences between residential liberal arts colleges and large state universities.
We see, as hard as we work on it, that it's still a big problem. And we'd like to have some more flexibility to try to create better environments for drinking by people who are in college, independent, and yet told that they can't drink.
Patricia Teas Irvin is the Vice President of Student Affairs at the University of Florida. Along with UF President Bernie Machen, she co-wrote an op-ed taking the position against changing the drinking age. It also appeared in Monday's St. Petersburg Times. Instead of lowering the drinking age, groups should come together to solve the dangers of binge drinking, Teas Irvin said.
I think we were pretty clear that really is not the solution to the problem. And the problem, as we see it, it really has to do with high-risk drinking or other, as well known as binge drinking. And that's really what we believe needs to be focused on. And by lowering the age is not going to really deal with that issue. And that's the issue that's killing lives, and it is interfering with schoolwork.
While the USF Jazz Tet entertained students on the first day of classes Monday morning, WMNF spoke with 22 students in the lobby of the new Marshall Student Center. Slightly more than half of them thought the drinking age should be changed. Alicia Rosenberg is a 20-year-old junior majoring in psychology and women's studies.
I think it should be changed. When my mom was 18, the drinking age was 18. And then when she turned 21, it changed. And she's always thought it's dumb. So I think the drinking age should be 18 with a valid college ID. Because if you're responsible enough to take classes, you're responsible enough to drink. Not only that, I think if they lower the drinking age, the whole hype on drinking will be lower. It won't be such a big deal because you can do it now.
Van Johnson is a 20-year-old music studies and psychology major in his senior year.
I believe it should be lowered because at the age of 18, we're considered adults and we are responsible for our actions. We can be sent to war to die for our country. We can decide who the president is. So I believe that we should be able to take care of ourselves under the influence of alcohol.
Freshman Michelle Selby is an 18-year-old majoring in business.
I think it should be changed to 18 because when you're not allowed to do something, you're just going to want to do it more. So basically everyone in college is 18, and if you're allowed to drink, then it's not such a big deal.
Of the students WMNF spoke with who have already reached the drinking age, a majority said the drinking age should remain at 21. That includes business accounting major, junior Danielle Shortridge.
I think it should stay at 21. I just turned 21. I waited my, the time that I had to wait.
Junior Asia Hill is a 20-year-old education major.
I think it should stay at 21 because that's a decent age that many kids that are younger shouldn't be driving out on the road. Well, I don't know how to explain it good, but it's not a good age. It shouldn't lower it. There you go.
Stephen Moore is an 18-year-old freshman at USF who has not yet declared a major.
I think it should stay at 21 just because although we're 18, we're not as mature as people think we are, and there's a lot of kids that pick bad decisions, and it could fall in death or car accidents and stuff like that. I think 21 is a good age because it shows that we're maturing, so as we get older, we know and we understand that if we pick a bad decision, that we're able to suffer the consequences as adults and human beings.
You can learn more about the Amethyst Initiative at amethystinitiative.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.